Hello, and welcome to Monkey See, Monkey Do, the podcast. The first podcast with me, Stephen Billington, aka 6Steve89.
And with me, Daniel Thomas, aka Hate Mate Mate. That's hate with an 8.
That was beautiful, Dan. Okay, so one of the things we're doing with this podcast is interviewing unique people, and then we will try to walk a mile in their shoes. We will do what they do as a hobby or as, you know, a job, if it's possible. So this first one, Daniel, can you give me just one quick sentence about the person that we interviewed?
Her name is Mermaid Dream, and she's a very good looking woman. I want to continue. Can I continue?
You can continue. I have more to say.
That's wonderful. What's that mean?
I don't know, vagina. So we interviewed a cam girl called Mermaid Dream, aka Mermy now, because we're all good friends. And then me and Daniel attempted to be cam boys. It's one step down from rent boy, isn't it?
Yeah. Created a song about it.
Well, you can save that, because this is all about the interview with Mermaid Dream. Which I think we'll start now, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you got anything else to say?
Touch me.
Nice. Hello?
Yeah, he's there. Jesus.
I like how the instant I came on the screen, she started laughing.
I was like, I don't want to see that fucking go.
So, Mermaid Dream, first of all, what do we call you? Because we don't know how to refer to you throughout this interview.
Mermaid Dream would be good, or mermaid, or whatever.
Whatever. Have you not got an alternative name, like, I don't know, Candy or something like that?
Candy, Jesus.
I don't.
No. Okay.
No. A couple people call me like MD or like Mermy or.
I like Mermy.
How did you come up with your name?
Well. When I was little, like growing up, I think every girl like has a dream of becoming a mermaid. So I don't know. I just think they're like mystical and magical.
Yeah,
so,
that's quite an interesting way of finding a name for the account website.
Is that tough when you first join? Because like a lot of them are like anal lover or whatever.
Well, probably for you all.
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah.
When I first joined, I was with a boyfriend, and he actually introduced me to the site, and I was basically a mute. Like, I wouldn't say anything, so I would just stand there, like, naked, like, okay.
I tried it, yeah. We tried Chatterbait yesterday, and I was talking about random shit, weren't I, Steve?
Look at my shirt.
Mate, there's a guy joining called Stop Lying About Your Dick. Someone's jacking right off to me now, Steve, called JJ Bird.
Yeah, but I think that's interesting that you said nothing. You're quite outspoken now.
Yeah, I pretty much, like, if people are, like, nice to me, I'll interact with you, but... I don't know. I've been on Chatterbait for like since April, so I kind of have the gist of it, talking wise. So,
how long did it take for you to get that down? Because like, as to what gets people like whoa, going?
Erotic. You'd speak erotic, Lizzie. I like it.
Thank you.
Oh.
Well. People definitely like when you interact with them. I have, like, when I first started, I would bounce around to, like, different girls' rooms just to see, like, what they're doing. And some of them don't even talk. So, I don't know. I guess it's whoever your audience is, like, they'll come to you for whatever your little perk is.
Yeah. Okay. what would you consider your perk?
My perk, well, I'm probably, I don't know, I like dancing a lot, and I like communicating with people.
I just showed my underwear yesterday. It was pretty disturbing for some people.
Mermy, I'll call you Mermy. I think we've got it. I went for a different route because Daniel's very much the eye candy out of the two of us. So I thought in order to sort of beat him, I showed my foot and I thought that that might get some viewers in. And it did get a couple.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of those people? Because I find that a bit strange, the whole foot fetish thing.
I've gotten all different types of people. I've gotten foot people. I've gotten pee people. Like, they want to see you, like, urinate on.
Kinky.
Days. Well, do you ever, like, is there anything, I mean, pee people, you say, if someone's like, just go on, have a piss, I want to, do you ever go, well, no, I'm not doing that?
Well, I've done it for one person, but it's not like I'm, like, peeing on the floor, like, I'm like, this is how it's gonna be, and this is what I'm doing, so I'm not, like, cleaning up a mess of piss later.
You could blame it on your cat.
Just to go back to the previous something you previously said, you said that you dance around to a lot of stuff.
I do.
What kind of stuff do you dance around to? Because there are some songs that it just will not work with.
Sometimes I put on like a not techno, but kind of like a techno-y, like, house mix. I pretty much, like, have a variety of music. Some people are like, can you change it? Or, like, can you put on this song? So...
I'm bothered about the music selection. I don't understand that.
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you asked... I have to ask. Now you've said P. Has anybody ever asked you for the second number of that?
Ugh.
I know, it's gross.
Not that, but they've asked if I can, like, fart.
That's great.
I definitely am like, no, I'm not doing that.
But fair enough. Is there something that stands out in your mind as the freakiest thing that has ever been asked of you?
Yes. actually... And I did not do this, but actually I was taken into a private session and there was no discussion about what he wanted while we were in there. But I was in the process of moving, but I wouldn't have done this either way. But he was asking me to get, like, my curling iron and my...
The fuck?
Other hair products and stuff so I could play, and I was like, no, I'll stick to
What the fuck? That's some weird ass fetish.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Now, do you mostly cam on your own?
I do. Like I said, I started on a couples page, and I just ended that, and then I started my Mermaid Dream page the beginning of August.
Only the beginning of August, so you haven't been doing it too long.
Not the solo page. I have been camming since April, technically.
So, what are some of the kind of things that you sort of didn't, is there anything that you didn't anticipate going into it?
I was pretty much, like, when I started, like I said, I was basically not talking, and I've basically now opened my horizons, and I'm willing to do... I guess a little bit more, but still, like, be myself in a way. And
yeah, because I found that when I went on Chatterbait, before I know it, I'm bent over, I'm spanking my own ass, showing my foot, I'm doing all this freaky stuff, and I don't really know what drove me to it. You dress up as anything you want. Nurse tunic. Is this a good enough tunic?
You've just put a towel over you.
There you go. I'm just showing my crotch now. I feel like that's a bigger draw. I'm flexing.
It's your personality.
Well, hopefully Tokens did.
No, he's not verified.
I'm not verified.
I am.
Just for the thrill of it.
I'm doing it after this. After this interview, I'm going to start doing it as a full-time career.
Now, you say you cammed with your ex. Was it his idea or your idea?
It was his idea. He actually was on Chatterbait before me, and then when we started dating, introduced me to it. So,
okay.
And I seem to have a liking and a following, so I was like, you know what? This is what I'm doing, so...
Absolutely. You said in one of the things that you sent us before, a bit of a description about yourself, you have good and bad days as a cam girl. I mean, what does that mean, that you're not feeling like as sexy one day as another?
Yes, in ways. You could be having like a bloated day. You could also have like very slow days, like no one's talking, no one's tipping.
Okay.
And then good days, like your makeup looks good, your hair, and then like everyone's tipping, everyone's talking, there's no jerks in your room.
Okay.
It just depends. Like, I know everyone out there has good and bad days, so.
You get a lot of abuse on Chatterbait, because yesterday this person PM'd me and says, and because Steve's a moderator of my room, he was giving like the person abuse, so they PM'd me and said, like, your mate's a knob, and was like giving Steve abuse. Do you get a lot of abuse on Chatterbait?
Not a lot, but you do get like the rude people, like, you're fat, or like some body part doesn't look good. It's like, okay, well, I'm not Barbie over here, so I'm just a normal human like you, just trying to make a couple extra dollars.
Yeah.
So,
it must affect you as a person, though. Like, people, like, bringing up stupid shit. They're just trying to...
Right. Yeah, I mean, some people can be cruel, but for the most part, that's why you have the moderator, so they can be like, F you, bye.
I know. Someone said I had shit glasses yesterday, and I cried when I did the stream.
Oh.
Two days. I'm still crying.
it was me who said it, by the way. Now, by the way, Mermy, I've never had a chance to have a really honest conversation with a woman about this, so let's get it out in the open. Size matter?
Does size matter? Yes, maybe. It depends. Like, I've been with big, I've been with small. I guess if you're on the smaller end, if you can go downtown really good, then I guess it doesn't matter. But then I've also had bad big dicks, too. So I guess it really depends. I prefer a little bigger.
Okay.
So when you say honest, when you say, like, bad big dicks, what do you mean by that?
Like, some people that I've been with have like big dicks, but they don't know what they're doing with it, so it kind of
I see.
Like, they get off and you're like, okay.
I've had that problem before.
You did say that you were quite quiet. Are you quite an exhibitionist just in your private life, or were you before this?
I am pretty shy in person. I blush really easily. I'm like outgoing in a way. It just like depends on who I'm around. But then when I'm on cam, if I see like a bunch of people I know, I'm like, hey, it's game time. Like, I'm in my zone. So I don't even think about that anymore. So I've definitely grown in the past couple of months as a cam model, so I don't really think about being shy anymore.
when we were on Chatterbait yesterday, this guy said he'd come over me just sitting there, and it disturbed me for like a day. No joke, I don't know why.
Come now. Oh, he's come now. Dan, secret one's just...
I feel 60. I might just leave.
It was weird. I don't know why it affected me so much.
So I think what Dan's asking is, when people say, just came... Do you feel like, oh, that's good? Or do you feel like a bit like, well, that's a bit gross?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's gross. I guess, like, if you're looking at me and I'm making you come, then good.
Oh, bravo. You are an absolute sweetheart. I did see, was it a tweet that you sent me, Dan, that Mermy had put out?
Oh, yeah, I think it was like, you're looking for another girl to do Chatterbait with.
Oh, yeah, that was actually today I did that.
You did that today?
Oh, no, that I tweeted that today.
Yeah. You tweeted it today.
Well, they've been asked, like, the people that have gone from my couples page to my solo page are like, okay, let's bump it up a notch since you're not with him anymore. Let's get someone else. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never done it before, so maybe it's just a...
Do you mean that you've never done anything with a woman before?
I've kissed girls, but I've never gone, like, any further.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Steve, you need to calm down.
Yeah, I'm getting worked up. When you arrive on the scene on Chatterbait, I imagine it is a very sort of, or any kind of cam website, it is a very every person for themselves. Like, you can't really consult other cam girls and go, oh, this is this good, is that good? Or am I wrong?
Well, in my experience, I don't have that support, unfortunately. A couple of the girls that I do go in their room, I know that they have, like, a cam girl community, so I think I'm still too new to actually, like, reach out to people without them being like, who the hell is this? But that would be nice to have someone to, like, hey, what can I do to make my audience grow, or what can I do for different goals and stuff like that, but at the moment, I don't have anybody, so.
Okay. Oh, that's
he's interested in the role, aren't you?
I think that's quite sad in a way, that people don't help each other out.
Right.
You're a giver.
I'd be willing to help anybody. Like, as long as you're, like, nice to me, then I'll be nice to you, so.
The big thing for me that I would think going on Chatterbait or anything like that would be the nerves, obviously, of going on. Did you ever maybe have, like, a quick shot or a little bit of booze before you went on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. During my first couple of cam, I guess, sessions, I was actually drinking during. I know you can't actually show what you're drinking.
Okay.
But you can drink. A lot of people do. So that helped loosen you up. But then I started to get a little tipsy on one of the live sessions. I was like, okay.
You wake up and you're like, what did I do last night?
Shit. Kind of, yes.
Now, what did you do? By the way, how far did you go during your first session? Was it, like, full-on sex or was it oral or what?
No, it was full-on sex.
Oh.
We did, like, we did goals, though, to work up to actually having sex. Like, all right, like, first goal is, I don't know, like, give him oral or something like that. So, just to work up to sex, like, to actually, because I use the apps and the bots for the chatter in Chatterbait. So, it's not just like, all right, tip me so I can get this over with and get my goal. So I actually like to have fun and interact and have them play a game or whatever so I can make tips while entertaining everybody else.
As somebody who does cam, I imagine you must be very secure in your body image and everything.
I am some days. I do go to the gym at least 4 to 6 days a week for a couple hours a day. I'm not at my lightest right now, but I am going through a breakup, so I'm just trying to get back to being me and getting in the groove of everything, so.
So I've seen pictures of you. You're very attractive. I don't think you have anything to worry about there. Hopefully you can't see pictures of me right now. Now, the thing is, when you say that that boyfriend's now your ex that you cammed with, do you worry about the impact that camming might have on future relationships?
Yes, a little bit, because I think maybe if the guy is insecure, he will probably not be okay with me, like, showing myself to the world, but then maybe in another hand he'll be like, well, can I join you? I'm not ready to date yet, but when the time comes, I guess it's gonna have to come up eventually, because it's like, where were you for a few hours yesterday? You know?
Why'd you look so flustered all the time?
Yeah,
how would you slip that into a conversation? You go, oh, how was your day, by the way, I had sex on cam.
I would probably need some alcohol
over a nice cup of tea.
I don't know. I guess when the time comes, I guess when I feel appropriate in that relationship.
Mm.
Would you be bothered about that, Steve? I don't think I would.
About what?
Like my girlfriend like going on webcam.
I think it's interesting you're asking me questions and not the
No, we need to know stuff about you too.
That we need to learn. No, I wouldn't.
Good to know.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Are there friends of yours who know what it is that you do, or?
Yes, a couple close friends, and then my sister knows.
I imagine you two are quite close. So you tell each other everything.
Yes, basically.
So these two friends that know, are they female or male?
Actually, I have two female and then I have one male.
Okay.
And one male I used to date.
Okay.
So, and I trust him, so.
What about these two female friends? Why don't you get them on the cam and search over?
I've actually tried.
Oh, really?
And they're like, no.
We should do a duo broadcast, do you?
So, well, you look on your face when you said that.
Turned you on.
Now, Mermy, in private, what are your kind of things that you enjoy sexually? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing sexually? Well, I love oral sex. I love getting it, and I love doing it. That's definitely my favorite. And obviously sex.
Yep.
So, that... but right now there's a lot of playing with myself because I have no one with me. So.
I'm sure you have no, I mean, you could admittedly go onto that room and just go, does anybody want to come round and just give me a
question? No, Steve, that wouldn't work.
No, but I mean, you could get sex if you wanted it, couldn't you?
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. I have a couple people that are like, please tell me where you are. I'm like,
oh, God.
No. Does that worry you? Because I would be a little bit worried about that if I was a female and attractive, about getting, like, stalkers of any kind.
Right. I haven't had stalkers. I've definitely had some, like, rude, mean emails sent to me, but... no stalkers.
I don't see the need for that. I don't know why anybody would do that.
It's not like I'm a celebrity.
But that's an interesting question. Do you ever get recognized in the street?
No, because I actually have the state that I'm living in now, I have it blocked out. So
oh.
No. And I haven't traveled out of the state recently, so...
Would you be worried about getting recognized?
No. No, as long as my parents aren't around, I think I would be okay with it.
Someone followed me on Chatterbait called Scouser1000, original name. That's what we call people in Liverpool, Scousers. And I'm from Liverpool, so I think I'm going to meet this guy one day and he's going to be like, I saw you on Chatterbait. I'm That's like, super. Fucking hell.
One of the things I'm always curious about, because there's always got to be, I mean, there's people going, please tell me where you are. There's other people who are just angry for no reason. I imagine there's a third type of person who are like, I can take you out, I can give you a better life. I need, you come, I'll be your savior. Have you got any of those yet?
I do. I have people that want to fly me where they are all the time and want me to leave my life and they'll take care of me and give me a house and money and car. And
sounds great.
Yeah,
it does.
I want someone to treat me like that, like a princess.
Yeah. But then in the other hand, it's like, am I going to be like hacked up in a gutter somewhere? Or yeah. So,
I know. It's like, you might appear on a serial killer documentary by accident.
Don't tell her that, Dan. Are you worried about other people's perceptions once they learn you're a cam girl?
Kind of. I do... Like, my main job is in the dental field, so I'm kind of, like, worried about, like, my profession in that. But... like I said, I do have my state blocked out, so I'm kind of not worried about it because I'm not moving anywhere. But other than that, like, no.
So, without prying much into your finances or anything like that, is Chatterbait something that people could live off of potentially, just full time?
Yes. Me in particular, I can't. But I've seen people, I've seen cam couples and cam girls and even guys that like basically they meet their goal of like 10,000 or more, and then they just keep getting tips and stuff. But if and that's like their goal every day, and
that's hope for me. Yeah.
Yes. So yes, some people can and some people can't. Like, it's not made for everybody.
Okay. I imagine you have one of these, because everybody has one of these. Do you have one of those stories of like one of the sex stories of where it all went a little bit wrong?
Yes. Oh goodness.
Are you trying to decide whether you can tell it or not?
No, I'm just trying to think of like which one.
Wow.
Okay, well, since we're talking about being on cam.
Okay.
My ex that I was on the couples page with, he was getting like ready for a promotion and everything at his job, and we were camming, and we were in a private, and all of a sudden he like started like going soft. And like the person who brought us in private was like what's happening? So
did
was
you cover it up. So, just like, pretend like we're good acting.
Well, I was like, let's keep going. But then the guy already, or the whoever called us out already, or called him out already, and I was like, all right.
How
like,
did he know?
It's pretty obvious. I mean,
how the fuck would he see?
I think I was giving him oral, and
oh, I see.
It was just like hanging.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, like you say, how could you tell? I think I could spot a flaccid versus hard penis from about 3 feet away.
It's in the vagina. You're not going to know.
No, it's in the mouth. So when you sort of, I imagine that you've done this as a cam girl. Have you ever done that thing where you fellate something that isn't a penis?
Yes.
Okay, what's the weirdest kind of penis-shaped thing that you put in your mouth?
In my mouth?
Yeah. Maybe some food or like a banana.
I've had a cucumber, but I've only done like oral looking things with it. I've never actually stuck it in me.
It's one of your five a day, so should be all right.
I think that's quite impressive because a cucumber's a bit large.
Yeah,
so,
well,
to you. Bravo to you.
Jesus, Steve.
Now, as me and Dan have discussed, we went on chat about the other night, and
right.
And it didn't go very well. It went well for Dan. It didn't go very well for me. What would be your advice if, say, one of your friends said, "Hey, I'm thinking of getting into the I'm thinking of getting into the camming business." What would be your first sort of piece of advice?
My first piece of advice is basically be yourself. If you're into fetish, then go with the fetish route. If you're into anal, like, make that your thing. Like, just be yourself, basically. I think people think of me as more like the girl next door, kind of, because I'm pretty nice, I think, myself.
Sounds pretty nice.
I'm the boy next door. It's my category on Chatterbait.
Yes.
I bring over milk and have sex.
Like, basically, you just find your niche. If you're a mean person, some people like that. So just go with it.
Can you imagine if you was mean on Chatterbait? Like, everyone who joins, like, just fuck you.
I don't understand either, but people like it. Just like the pee guys.
So moving forward, in terms of the camming, do you feel that it's a hobby at the moment? Or would you ever, what if you were offered other opportunities through this?
Right now, I think it's just something to help me out with bills.
Yeah.
For right now, like, I'm not like number one. I'm not even in the top 20. I know that, but like, I like being on cam. I feel comfortable. But if I was offered other opportunities, I'd probably go for it. Mm. Just depending, like, if it's legit and you can show me stuff that's making me going to believe that it's real, then yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's everything that I need to ask.
Yeah, me too.
Mermy, you have been more open than I could have ever hoped. Thank you so, so much for coming.
Nice pun.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
I know. I really enjoyed it. And I will definitely look you up on Chatterbait and masturbate to you several times. Okay, well, there it is. That was the interview with Mermaid Dream, a.k.a. Mermy.
You said you're going to masturbate her over this weekend.
Yeah, well...
she was yesterday for an hour. I tried watching her, but...
Yeah, so did I, but her room kept going offline. So we must have simultaneously been on Chatterbait.
Jesus.
I feel a little bit closer to you.
I'd be disturbed if I was, like, in the chat saying, hello, Mermy. Nice nipple. And then you turned in as well. I'd be like, oh shit, Steve's watching with me. Yeah. What's the Chatterbait URL, just if people want to find it?
It's pretty simple. You go on to chatterbait.com/mermaiddream. That's two D's. Twitter, follow us on that when we get one. We haven't got one yet.
We're shit at this.
Yeah, it's not very good.
We need a professional email address first, which costs us $50.
Well, we'll get a professional email address. In the meantime, if you have any suggestions as to who we should interview next, someone that we should interview and then try and replicate what they do, it's monkeydosuggestions@gmail.com. If you want to get us on Facebook, though, it's monkeys see, monkeys do, apparently.
It is.
So it's facebook.com/monkeys, as in MONKEYS. Monkeys see, monkeys do. And it's like a little chimp in like a little astronaut helmet at the top of the page. And if you scroll down slightly, you can see Daniel flexing his muscle as somebody declares that they just ejaculated to his picture.
Oh, Steve, we didn't say who won, because we did a little competition to see who'd win. I got 22 followers. How many did you get, Steve?
I'm not sure.
Got five.
Did I?
Got 22. So you were close.
So I was close. Thanks, Dan. Okay, so we're on iTunes, so remember to subscribe to us on that. Or, if you've got SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/monkeys see monkeys do.
Also, remember to leave reviews on iTunes, because it gets you higher up on iTunes if you do. And it'll make us feel sexy inside. Feel aroused.
So... it's goodbye from me, Stephen Billington, a.k.a. 6Steve89, as we're called on Twitch. I'm not sure I want to include that.
It's goodbye from me, Daniel Thomas, a.k.a.
And Daniel, play us out with a song.
If you want to give me a kiss, kiss me my ass. I like it so much, please do it. Oh, yeah, do it.
In my ass.
If you want to follow my mate Dream on Chatterbait, the URL will be in the description. Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Say bye.
Bye.